And on this Monday, how is the weekend news ping-ponging around cyberspace? Let's check in with Annie Colbert, viral content editor for the news and social media website Mashable. She's at the NPR studios in New York. So, Annie, what's caught your eye?
So we have big news stories happening this weekend. We all know that the grand jury in Ferguson, Missouri is expected to come back to announce whether or not charges are going to be brought against Officer Wilson and in the shooting death of Michael Brown. And as this is sort of playing out, we have different sides debating. And we have a KKK leader who went on MSNBC and is threatening force against any protesters that might show up following the grand jury's decision. Mm-hmm. And in response, we have the hacktivist group Anonymous taking over their Twitter accounts. And the KKK was taunting Anonymous all weekend, saying that they wouldn't be able to do this. And activists, as they are, Anonymous takes over their Twitter accounts and starts sending out their own messages.
Well, even before that, they were doxing KKK members.
Yeah, they're releasing personal information of local members in Missouri. And you know, the KKK is fighting back and saying that it's an invasion of privacy, and they're not finding a lot of support in that argument.
So this brings up an interesting problem that this raises, because you can just Google their account, the Ku Klux Klan account, and you can read what Anonymous is now saying, and you can go back in the thread and you can see what the Ku Klux Klan was saying earlier. But that means that you have to go on a Ku Klux Klan Twitter account.
Absolutely. I was looking into the story and riding the subway. The last thing you want to do is be going on a KKK Twitter account, certainly not in public. And, you know, it's a very uncomfortable thing to do. But as part of consuming the news, you also want to see the story. And this is such an interesting thing of social media is such a powerful tool for people on every side of the argument. So mm-hmm. for Anonymous to be able to gain control of someone's social media feed is just major.
Well, and they have posted an update that they will release a statement on this account, the Ku Klux Klan account, later today regarding the seizing of the account. So that's something that people in cyberspace will look for. But let's do something. Some people feel this is serious as well, but not as. Talk about the news anchor's suit.
So there's this news anchor in Australia who decided he would wear the exact same suit for 365 days. And no one said anything. And that was the point that he was trying to make, is that his female co-anchors are constantly berated with comments about their looks and what they're wearing. And his point was that no one seems to notice when he does something.
Yeah, here's a little of the conversation he had with his female co-anchor. She was saying to him that it started after a speech she gave about the issues facing women who are on TV. Let's listen.
And you were very much in accord with me about the sort of issues that happen for women on television and
yes.
criticism over what we wear, and I talked about that in the
yeah.
speech, and you said, you know what, Dale, I'm going to wear
yeah.
the same suit every day and see if anyone notices.
Well, try being a woman and wearing the same thing on TV every single day. People will notice. So that's trending. There are also a lot of pictures online of G20 leaders, including President Obama, wearing suits, but holding mm-hmm. koalas in between meetings this weekend.
Yeah, that was one of the best images to come out of the weekend. We have these world leaders taking a break from the G20 to cuddle with koalas. And the best part of these images is, one, Putin smiling, but two, koalas generally look disinterested all the time. That's just their general demeanor. So none of them looked very excited to be, you know, being cuddled by Barack Obama or Angela Merkel.
So that's just some of what was pinging around the cybersphere this weekend. Annie Colbert is viral content editor for the news and social media website Mashable. Annie, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.